I'm now realizing I'm a little bit overdressed here, a little heavy. Does anybody ever feel like that? A little bit heavy, a little bit overdressed, carrying a little bit too much. Today we're gonna take that off. I know it can be a little bit hard, but gosh, it's ridiculous. If you don't know me, my name's Tyler Parker. I'm the son of the wonderful James and Meredith Parker. And I'm sure you've seen me on the...
Am I good? Hey, there we go. I'm the son of the wonderful James and Meredith Parker, and I'm sure you've seen me on the worship team or whatever around the building, always running errands. But I'm sure I'm not what you would typically think of as a preacher. I'm young. I'm not even out of high school yet, much less do I have a PhD. But I'm still here, and I'm going to do my best to speak God's word. And for anybody online, go grab a journal, go grab a pen. You're going to want it. Trust me. You're going to want it. And we're going to learn to journal God's voice. We're going to do it together here in this room, and we're just going to be a group. We're going to come together in the house of the Lord, as the house of the Lord, to hear the voice of the Lord. So, real quick, let me go ahead and take my anxiety off. And, you know, maybe a little bit of stress. Anybody get that? Can I get a show of hands? can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
God will work through people around you to show you the way to... He'll work through people around you to show you what you need to do to spread his word. Before I even started writing this sermon, I was talking about my dad, about what I just did there. And he showed me this verse, just out of nowhere, shared this verse with me. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance in the race that God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endures the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he's seated. Sorry. One second. I'm still getting used to it. We're getting there. Now he's seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Now, moving on, we're going on to distractions. I'm sure you're aware of them. I am too. You know, this little guy, he's a pretty big one. Phones, weather, news, something shiny on the ground, they're all distractions, and they'll take your attention off of God. And in Proverbs 4, it says, "My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Do not lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart." Think about that. Let it penetrate deep into your heart. When you hear scripture, I understand that sometimes it can just bounce right off. You'll hear it and you'll be like, "Oh, that's interesting." Gone. But what God's trying to say here, let his word penetrate deep in your heart. Let him improve your life. Let him direct your life. Don't let it bounce off and go somewhere else. Trust me, you want it. You want it. For the life they bring to those who find them and healing it to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk and stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet and stay on that safe path. Do not get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. This is said to ward you from distractions. And that's what we're going to do this morning. So turn off your phone, leave your anxieties at the feet of the Lord, and just breathe. Everybody, let's just take a deep breath together. Does that feel better? You feel a little bit cleaner now? God speaks to you. What? That's crazy. You're telling me that God speaks to me, but I've never heard his voice. What gives? Well, God speaks to you, but you may just be too busy to hear him. So now, this morning, we're going to rest. We're going to listen to him. You should have been given a notebook, a piece of paper, and a pen. And this notebook is going to be your document. It's going to be your history, your receipts of your conversations with God. It's going to be pretty important later on in life. And we're going to use it to journal God's voice. God speaks to you. Look at the birds. They don't plant, harvest, or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you far more valuable than they are? Going off of that, why wouldn't God speak to you? You just gotta clear your head. No more distractions. No more cell phones. No more rainy weather. No more news. No more politics. None of it. I want you to ask yourself a question. And just ask yourself this. Holy Spirit, what's going on? What's happening? What's a situation that was hard? And ask the Holy Spirit why you're feeling off. And just write down what happens. Write your feelings, write what happened, what the situation was, whether it be an argument, whether it be getting stuck in traffic, the mundane, the scary, the anxieties, anything. Once you're done with that, I want you to empty out in honesty to God. Write a list of anything you're thinking or feeling about that situation. Don't hesitate. God knows what you're going through, so just let it all out. It's not worth keeping it. And then just write out your most honest prayer. Be completely honest with God. There's nothing to hide. Your honesty before God will get you further than anything else in our possession-filled world, in our materialistic world. I have a friend who's a businessman. He's a cowboy guy too, a little bit boneheaded as well. He's told me several times that anything that he's shared with God, any business investment, buying property, selling cows, whatever, it's been successful. It's been profitable. It went well. It was fruition. But anything he's hidden from God, right on his face, fell flat. It was bad. It withered. It died. That's where secrecy gets you. What we need, what we're doing here, is honesty. So just write, in complete honesty, your most honest prayer to God. Now, this part may be a little bit difficult, but we're going to sit. We're going to be quiet. We're going to be still. And we're going to listen. Not for the noises in the room, not for the air conditioning. We're listening for God's voice. It's not going to be loud. It's not going to be a giant part in the clouds with Simba. You're going to hear him, but it's not going to be obvious. If I'm being completely honest, you're almost always, if not just always, hearing God. You're just toned out of it. You're tuned out. You're listening for other things. And what we're going to do here is we're going to simply listen and write what God has said. One thing that I like to do when I get to hear is ask God how he sees me. Ask God for some of his thoughts. When I'm upset or angry, God will give me words of encouragement and wisdom. Whether I'm anxious or indifferent, God will share with me how he sees me. He shows me who I am in him. And I encourage you, it doesn't have to be right now or even today, to just take 5 minutes and sit down and ask God how he sees you. If I may, can I share with you one of my prayers where I just ask God who I am? All I said, it wasn't long, it was simple, short, sweet, and to the point. God, who do you say I am? God said to me, Tyler, you are so creative. From your voice to your hand in art, you bring me so much joy. Son, you are a creation of the Almighty God, and I care for you so much. Take a look at the world around you. I put you here in this place with these people so that you would do great works in my name. Tyler, for every grain of sand in the universe, I care for you that much more. You are my son. And you will always be. You know what I just read applies to you? For every grain of sand in the universe, God cares for you all that much more. That much more. That's completely unfathomable. That's a hard word to say. But just think about it. Even the grains of sand on a beach measure up to the tens of millions, trillions. What about all the grains of sand in the entire universe? Everywhere. There's no prayer too small. And there's no prayer too big. For the Almighty God, there's no prayer too small, too big. The caring God, the Father, mentor, and friend. Finally, we're going to practice something new. We're going to reread what God said. It's okay if you haven't finished writing out. We're going to go back and read God's voice and underline new truths that he shared with you. Rewrite your favorites and ask the Holy Spirit for creative ways to remind yourself of that truth. To remind you throughout your daily lives. When I chose my truths, I told myself that any time I felt discouraged, I would remind myself that God says I'm incredibly worthy. And just the knowledge of that changed my life. And I'm fairly sure it will change yours. When I first did this tool, it's called a help tool. When I first did this tool, I was having trouble focusing. I was tired. I was forgetting things. And, I had trouble paying attention. So, when I went to go to God, the things he said to me, it fills me with emotion and it's overwhelming. That's God's voice. I wrote out, why can't I stay focused? What's causing this forgetfulness? This feeling is confusing, frustrating, and embarrassing. I feel frustrated with the fact that I can't keep my attention. I need to keep up. Why am I feeling this way? This feeling is embarrassing. And I wrote to God, Dad, I can't stay focused. I'm too tired. It was so embarrassing when Kyle asked me to keep my head up. I don't know what to do, Dad. How do I help this frustrating attention loss? I want to hear you, Dad. God said to me, my child. Just starting with that, my child. God is deliberately putting into focus that I am his. And his alone. That I am his child. And that he will care for me as a father. He said, my child, I am so proud of you. I value your joy, your passion. Take a look through my eyes. Your creative mind formed by my hands is beautiful in every way. And you'll do incredible things with it. There's no need to be embarrassed by that. Son, you are incredibly worthy and deserving of my love. Do not be discouraged by your thoughts and faults. Be joyous in that you are special and loved, my incredible child. My incredible child. Once again, this applies to you. You are God's incredible child. God's incredible child. Let that penetrate deep into your heart. Simply, God's incredible child. Would anybody like to share their prayers with God, their conversation?
Thanks for the reference in The Lion King. That one got me. So here's the thing about the Lord. He usually speaks a little different than what's going on in your own head. You can assume all day long what he would say to you, but it's always a lot more loving than what you think in your own head. So anyways, when he said the, what was the reference that you said from The Lion King?
Simba.
So immediately I get a picture in my head of that conversation. So, you know, working through in my heart some anxiety, some stress. I need to take that off too. And so I'm like, all right, Lord. I wrote down my very honest prayer of, I don't like how this feels. I'm scared of what will happen. Can you please intervene? And the Lord's like, remember who you are. Dang it. Stupid movies, stupid Disney. People tend to hide themselves because of their shame. And they try to forget their calling and they run away from it. But our jobs as believers is to be, this is so cheesy, I'm sorry, but I know this is going to speak to someone, to be like Rafiki and to remind people who they are. You can try to run from it, but you need to learn from it. And if you do not turn back around, there's a whole place of authority that you've been given that could be overrun. So you need to remember who you are, turn back to where he has called you and gain the authority that he's given you to bring that place back into order. So that's the prayer.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Oh. I think we lost it. There we go. Thank you for sharing that. I think at least what I take from that is we need to see the world through a lens of God, not a lens of man. And that's hard. That's really hard. You know, where in the time and in the place that we live in is very materialistic and very man-centered, person-centered, people-centered. It can be hard to see the world through God, but it can be as simple as seeing God in the mundane. You're sitting in the car in a traffic jam. And your favorite song comes on. Hey, thanks, God. Or maybe there's a big rainstorm coming through, and your house doesn't get damaged, and you're safe. Hey, thanks, God. Maybe you're having internet troubles and all of a sudden it comes back on. Hey, thanks, God. But simply seeing God in the mundane is praise. You don't have to be singing or dancing. It's still worship. And so is this. So is writing to God. It's worship. For extra credit, we have what's called a grow tool. grow is more of a gratitude-centered tool, but man, it can really pull on your heartstrings. You're going to start by giving thanks. Gratitude. Take a moment to let out your thankfulness to God. When we choose to stop and recognize a simple moment that God is loving us through, our whole world starts to change. sitting in the car, your favorite song comes on. Thanks, God. Seeing God in that, in those little spots and giving that gratitude, it'll, the whole world, it'll just, it's new. It's God's. We give our gratitude, we write it down, and we remember who God is. God wants to remind you of his love and his thoughts about you through this moment. Pick 2 to 3 God is statements. You see from your thankful prayer, your thankful writing, I guess. God is kind to me. God is extravagant. God is good to me. And just write that down. Doesn't have to be 3. Doesn't have to be more or less. Just God is. What is God to you? Once you're done with that, open your heart to his voice. We're going to sit and we're going to listen for God again. It might be a little bit easier this time. Open your ears to hear God's response. Let him respond to your gratitude and journal his voice. Once you're done writing, I just want you to go back and read over what God has said to you. Take it in. Let it penetrate deep into your heart. What God has said to you. And finally, we wait and we receive. What does this mean about you? Take a deep breath. And read over what God has said to you. Write down 2 to 3 conclusions about yourself. Example, I am loved. I am heard. I am worthy. When I did this for the first time, this is what I wrote. I wrote to God, Dad, thank you for the beautiful moment in the music studio, just to sit with friends and be in the moment with the music and the praise. It blows me away how amazing the voices in that room were. and how much of you I hear and see in them. I took away from that, God is creative. God is beautiful. God said to me, Tyler, my child, I am overwhelmed with joy. God's overwhelmed with joy that I found him in that moment. When you do something that you love, when you are enjoying something, when you're joyful, God is overjoyed by that joy. And God is overjoyed when you see him. God is overjoyed when you hear him. I can see the beauty in that moment as well, my son. The way the four of you sang my name, it moved my heart. Did anybody else hear that? We moved God's heart. That's crazy, right? These dust creatures that God created moved his heart. How incredible is that? My child, you are overflowing with creativity, and you will spread my word with you. I am so proud of you, my child. What I took away from that is God sees the same beauty that I do. God sees the beauty that you do. God sees the beauty that you do. He created this world and he created the beauty in it. But he's also humble enough to see the beauty in it. You know, sometimes when we create something, whether it be art or music, we can shrivel up. We can be like, I don't think it's that good. It's not that great. God sees the beauty in it. And I think we should too. Going back to this, we moved God's heart. God is moved by our praise. God is moved by our listening. God is moved by our joy. And God is proud of me. That applies to you. God is proud of you. Once again, let that penetrate deep into your heart. God is proud of you. God is overjoyed by you. God loves you. This incredible creator and loving father. I can't help, like, whenever I'm speaking with God, I can't help but see the image of a young child reaching up for his father's arm for guidance. I also see the image of a child to make his father proud, struggling to make his father proud, trying hard to make his father proud. But your father is already proud of you. Your friend, your mentor, God, he's already proud of you. You don't need to do anything more. God's proud of you. You know that? Let's pray. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us gather here today and hear your voice and document what you've said to us so we can go back, we can see this, we can hear you, we can feel the emotion. God, I pray that everyone in this room hears your voice over and over and over and over again. In fact, I pray that they hear your voice constantly. That they hear your wisdom constantly. That they hear your love constantly. God, you say we're worthy. But it doesn't feel like that. And yet you still say we're worthy. God, I can't help but be thankful for that. God, I pray that this tool, this piece, this acronym, this word helps spread your word, helps spread your love. Lord, I pray that everyone in this room hears the Holy Spirit and not the voice of man. Lord, we hear your love. We see you, God. We feel you. And we praise you. And we pray this prayer in your name. And they said, Amen. Amen.